said is it's time to see with both eyes. It's time to be willing. It's time to be willing to see the truth. So to see both eyes, it's like to see the total perspective, to see the truth of things. When I pull cards, I get third eye chakra and accelerated motion. So let's do your healing. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Some kind of affirmation where you say, like, I am open to seeing the truth of things because I know that's when my true healing can begin. Something like that, where you really realize that you've been seeing in the dark. And as long as you're seeing in the dark, you're never going to get healing. So in my little world, I've had a personal war story about my linear life, really. And as long as I stay attached to how my ego interpreted my lifetime, I'm always going to stay in the dark. So I don't want that. You know, I'm ascending here. So in order to ascend, I have to be willing to see truth, not truth according to my ego, but ultimate truth. When I say that on your behalf, the energy that's running, coursing through my channels is so extraordinary. I've got a Kundalini serpent staring at me. It's almost like, I forget what they call that, but you know those Egyptian headdress things and there's like a little serpent kind of person looking at you? That's what I'm looking at. So it was like the serpent that suddenly became my headdress right on my third eye. And the energy running through me, oh my gosh. And the card I have for you is Crown Chakra. So I would energetically start doing that. It's like I'm willing to see behind the scenes. I'm willing to see the truth at last. I'm willing, you know, to know. The other day, Jen, I'll be really honest, I got so upset. There's a situation in my personal life, and it's sort of like spirit called me out and showed me my last missing piece, where I've been busy, you know, that person's problem. I had it all figured out. And I'm going to say 100% of the earth population would agree with what I had figured out from my linear viewpoint. I mean, it's just obvious. Any judge would agree with me. However, this is spiritual ascension time. So when you remember all of that linear story was being sourced by me, and it was for me to find my way. When I'm looking at myself, I'm looking at a clock tower. And so the idea is to climb in the clock tower higher. And I feel like there's no accident. There's our clock on that tower because I'm going beyond time is the idea. And when I do that, I'm actually healing what is in my consciousness that is going to create my success. In English, my little story, I'm still holding a heart and heart. And I honestly didn't think I was. I mean, I did my forgiveness, I did my backpack, I did my prayers, I did my mantras. But at the end of the day, if I can still be triggered, I still have to open up my heart. So it's a little bit like, are you ready to open up your heart to Hitler? Are you ready to open up to your heart to the guard that just put you in a jail cell for 30 years? Like, so I would look at God like, are you friggin' kidding me? And spirit's like, you know, you're dreaming this. This is all you. You're sourcing all of this. So in my little world, if this helps at all, Jen, what I really got is all the abuse, all the rah, 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 I'm sourcing it. So it's my own ego. It's my own ego. So as long as I keep my heart hardened, I'm going to stay stuck in 3D reality is the bottom line. So that's where I am. You know, that's where I am. And that's the thing. What do I want? Here's what they want me to leave you with. The question is, what do I want most? Do I want to be right in terms of 3D reality? No, because I don't want to stay in 3D reality. Well, then there's a higher assignment. There's a higher choice. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
You're saying there's a higher principle. So when I'm looking at it, it's like you're looking at like the peace principle or the truth principle or, you know, like the God principle. So in other words, it's sort of leaving the individual consciousness and sort of like opening up to your divine self, where you're the embodiment of these principles. So just think of like, oh, I don't know, the rays of God or whatever. So one person can be sponsoring the ray of God's will or compassion, like the different attributes of the God principle. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
So in English, sweetheart, if you haven't figured this out yet, you're in lofty assignment. You're in lofty homework. So you're dropping how you see the self the same, meaning how you've been programmed through the matrix to see all the different moving parts, and you're opening up to your divinity. You're opening up to your light. You're opening up to your greater assignment. And they wanted me to share what I'm processing so you understand. Like, truth is truth first. Like, you, how would I say this? What they're saying to me is you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. Like you can't honor two masters. At some point, like, a decision has to be made. When I'm saying that on your behalf, and I'm still seeing that clock tower, so funny. When I'm saying that on your behalf, the energy that's running through me, oh my, I literally could do this for the next hour. Like, it just feels so good. I mean, it really does. It feels as good as sex. I kid you not. It's like the spiritual power that you're endorsing is so high, is so fantastic. What you're learning to do is to take a big gulp, meaning that you're learning to trust it, to honor it, to abide by it. And that's a, say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
That's like a switch. That's a change. Like just imagine going, taking the kids to some amusement park, and they hand the kids 3D goggles or whatever. Like, when they put it on, they're going to see it differently than the screen is without it. That's the kind of overhaul switch that you're entitled to. The energy coming through for you is extraordinary. The card I have is Material Harvest. And I'm just looking at the outline of this building here, and for whatever reason, it looks like a bank to me. And so what I get is this is going to be very fruitful. This is going to be very, very fruitful for you. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
I almost forget your question, but I don't. Solar plexus. So you're really agreeing with your spiritual power. Again, here we go. In the world, slightly no longer in the world. That's what you're starting to assess and dictate and stand by. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
Thank you, sweetheart. Final outcome, recognition and reward. You nail it. All right, my love, I almost forget your initial question, but did that assist, and do you have further questions about it?
Yeah, I think it's about my brother. Mm-hmm. I think that the big forgiveness lesson, that definitely feels like the biggest one that I have not accomplished. And when doing that, you know, forgiveness meditation, I can just feel how I'm like, my heart is not open to him. Mm-hmm. And from your message, are you saying like an overall attachment to like living in separation that's really being asked to be released? And it's, you know what I mean? As opposed to making individualized.
Yeah. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Everyone's an aspect of the one self. So when you're thinking about your brother and you're thinking about, I don't know, the attributes that are still a little bit stuck, really remember that it's being sourced by what's inside of you. So if you needed to heal this, if you needed to understand that, you called forth the experience with your brother to help you step up, to help you grow, to help you reach the light. So what you want to do is you want to take yourself out from the stronghold, meaning like linear self, linear brother. and you really want to start climbing the stairs to victory and realizing, wait a minute, I sourced this experience with the brother. And I did that out of a very wise self. So in other words, out of wisdom. I needed this experience for my advancement, for my healing. Once you get that, then it's really about you and you, and then it's not your brother at all. And then the forgiveness is going to happen spontaneously. And there you go, magician. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
So in other words, come back to your power instead of being a victim of the darkness, meaning a human being in 3D reality. Does that make sense, my love?
Yes. And awesome. One final question.
Hang on a second. Before that question, here's your card to go with that. Yes, fertility. A star is born. There you go. You just opened the door to the healing with your brother. And your final question?
Did that clock tower have a timeline on how long this is going to take?
It was a clock tower at Georgetown, where I went to school. And I have not thought of that clock tower since the 80s. I mean, honestly, I like totally forgot they even had it. So you want to know what time it is on the clock tower? That's so funny. Oh, lady, if you knew how much I understand how you're feeling. Well, let's try for fun. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Thank you, sweetheart. They're saying that we walk around town talking about how it takes 21 days to change a habit. And they're saying it doesn't need to take any longer than that. So in English, you can do this overnight. But, you know, you like to have a little bit of space and time, and you don't want to, like, push yourself. So they're saying if you feel comfortable with the notion that 21 days you can create a new habit, well, then why can't you release this within 21 days? Or overnight? And there you go, fulfillment of wishes.
Okay, I'll take it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and truest giftings. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. You too, Cappuccino. We'll be back Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Mwah! Have a beautiful, light-inspired rest of your day. Much love, everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Come here, bud. Come here. Oh, goodness. Come. Love everyone. Right? You too. Yes, you too. I know.